This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Okay, just to start off here, I love this little glimpse from the G20 meeting that's going on in Mexico. Of course, we have all these world leaders who are just about to come out later today with a statement expressing unity and comedy about standing together in the face of global economic turmoil and all that. But everybody's very tense down there, I think. And at one point, the European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, got bumped off just a little bit from all the kumbaya talking points.
This crisis was not originated in Europe. This crisis was originated in North America. But we are not putting the blame on our partners. What we are saying is, let's work together when we have a problem like the one we have today.
And just like that, everybody's friends again. So, of course, everybody now is talking about Spain today. And concern about Spanish banks has pushed the government's borrowing costs over 7%, which is sort of a bellwether number. It's a level that has knocked other smaller European countries like Greece over the edge when their interest rates shot that high. Alfredo Pastor is a former deputy finance minister, and now he's an economist at the IESE Business School in Spain. Professor Pastor, welcome.
Good morning.
Connect the dots for us quickly here, if you would. In a fairly short time, it seems like we've gone from talking about the bailout of a single bank, albeit a large one, Bankia, to talking about Europe needing to intervene to essentially support the entire Spanish economy and government. How did we get so quickly from A to B?
Well, I think that the way that the Bankia crisis was handled scared the markets a little bit. For the time being, they seem to distrust the entire Spanish banking system. Until the report comes from these two companies that have been hired to look at the banking accounts, I think that the markets will remain wary about financing the Spanish banking sector.
I read a report from an analyst this morning that suggested a sovereign bailout for Spain is inevitable at this point. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. The problem we have is not a problem of public debt, it is a problem of private debt. Now, of course, if you assume that the entire banking debt is going to be nationalized, then, of course, you have a problem with the public debt. But there's no reason to assume that.
If it were to come to that, the current president of Spain seems to think a bailout can proceed without having to make the kind of changes that will affect people's way of life. Austerity is the watchword for it. What do you think?
If we did have a bailout, then, of course, the intervention would be much more strict than it is today. The people who would bail us out would want to keep a closer eye to what we do. Certainly conditions would change.
That is the critical difference between the private bailout of a bank and the sovereign bailout of Spain.
Yes.
Professor Alfredo Pastor, thank you very much.
You're welcome.